Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zaret and Nikki Paranormal.
Hello?
Well, there you are.
Yeah, I heard nothing.
It was a great intro.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
I don't know that anybody heard the intro, because I don't know if I heard the intro, and I couldn't understand and hear you, so I don't know if anyone heard the intro.
I don't know. Well, anyway, my name is Rob Zurich. I am one half of Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio, and I'm joined by my co-host and partner of Live Paranormal, Nikki Para Unnormal. So, Nikki, how are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Pretty good.
I'm in the wonderful world of computer updating. And might I say, when they say, don't turn it off, this will take a while. They were not kidding.
Well, and that's why that left me into the world of doing the introduction tonight. Because I am taking over with the, I don't know what you call it, the switchboarding. That's not right. Studioing.
I don't think that's right either.
No, I don't think it's either word. I did like studioing better than switchboarding.
I don't know. Switchboarding sounded more like a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I think it's hip.
Oh, God, don't ever say that. You just killed any sort of, like, at all okay vibes right there.
I know. As
the
I
word
was
hip.
Saying,
you just sounded like a 90-year-old. Oh, my God.
That was my plan, and it was executed perfectly.
Oh, that should never have been a plan.
Oh, it was the plan. I was trying to think of what word can I use to describe it that would totally throw her off and sound totally
stupid.
That would
aggravate the hell out of me. Ding, you won.
I didn't think it was going to aggravate you, but I thought it was going to be like, wow, I can't believe you just said that. That sounded really stupid. It wasn't one of those that you
totally
thought
aggravated me.
I would have thought it was just one of those things that you're like, wow, that sounded really stupid, and just like shaking your head, but not like aggravate.
Oh, no. That was painful.
Wow, I misplayed that. I misplayed. Painful, but not painful aggravated. Just painful.
Oh, that's a shame.
I didn't find it. I didn't think it was going to be aggravating. Because normally, I have a booklet that where I write things down, like little notes to myself.
Well, you don't reference it very much.
No, I do. And see, like, usually, like, if I repeat myself and something you tell me not to say, then that brings out the aggravation. I sense because I never used the word hip previously, and other than like actually hip.
Did it again.
You know, my hip.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
Hip.
No.
You know, I had thought that because that's a word that's been unused. So normally you're like, hey, I do not like that word. Don't ever say that again. It sounds dumb the way you say it. Then I know. But so
it's
normally you don't just already
this
jump
totally
there.
It totally meets the classification. It's just
right, but,
totally.
But which I find, what I find weird and what I'm trying to explain is like it bypassed that. It was on the first time saying it that it aggravated you. Usually it's on the second or third or tenth.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
straight
what's weird
number
about
one.
That. That's
straight
crazy.
Number
you know,
one.
I don't recall any other time that, like, I didn't get the first time I used it, you know, passed. where you just kindly say, don't ever say that again. You went right to it. That aggravated me. So.
Yeah, that wasn't cool at all.
No.
That was like the opposite of hip.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
So bad.
That was real bad.
Well, it took me a hot minute to try to figure that out, too.
Oh, you just totally didn't nail it that time, right? No, it's okay. Maybe you should just, like, not try to use those words.
Can you imagine trying to use those words? Like, as you know, hot minute is one of the other words.
Words you're not supposed to say.
No, but it depends. Like, if it's natural and it flows, I think I can get away with that one. But when it's forced,
oh.
Like I try to, you know, use it in a sentence, like, that I think sounds hip. You know, it's not.
Oh. Use that word once again. It's like, oh, my gosh, making a phone call. Woo.
You know, I do what I can. I do what I can.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, I think you're overdoing it a little bit. I mean, it's not like it wasn't that bad.
It was that bad. It was almost as bad as my experiences with paranormal equipment vendors this week.
I heard that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and that's pretty
bad. Well, you know what? The thing is that the paranormal vendors who didn't do right by us will definitely feel it when we're promoting other people's stuff. So it's their own fault. And you know, we like to use our equipment. We like to try new things. And you know what's good is I think that we got kind of accustomed to, number one, bad service, and number two, using products that sometimes work and sometimes don't. And now we should set ourselves on a higher standard anyway. So to be actually even use those products on our streams, in hindsight, was probably a mistake.
Well, that's okay, because you know what? I never have to deal with that ever again, because you see, the hundreds of dollars that I've spent on this equipment was all pretty much worthless anyway, because none of it works. So
well,
I don't ever have to face that problem again with that particular vendor, because, quite honestly, the crap products that I got that were crazy enough what I actually ordered, unlike this most recent time, you know, where I got nothing that I actually ordered. Yeah, you know, none of my equipment is still functioning. And, you know, that's pretty sad. But it's worse when you order stuff and you don't even get what you want.
Well, you know what? We should have realized when our very first interaction was when we were going to highlight one of his new products at our event, the SuperCon. And we told him, so our event was in November, beginning of November, in September, to send me the product. He never sent the product to the point where he had to actually ship it to the location where we had the SuperCon, and we had to go check the mailbox that night for the product to showcase at the SuperCon, which we were doing him a favor. And then we opened it up and it didn't work. We should have known.
Yeah.
That number one,
that
the crazy delay in shipping. And we had the VIP room of people sitting there, and I'm opening up this product. I'm like, oh, put the batteries in, see if it works. And it did not work. It was broken. So that was our very first experience with the vendor. And, boy, you know, in hindsight, I think, you know, that set the tone for the rest of the, you know, I looked at the orders, and we have placed 8 orders from him, and 4 out of the 8 orders came with products that did not work.
And I have actually ordered from him directly in the past to the tune of hundreds of dollars. And,
right.
I'm just, very, very, very disappointed. And
but
I get very vocal. And when I have the energy because I've been working my butt off lately and not getting off till all hours of the night, I will be doing a video with a slideshow presentation. I don't know when. I will get around to it. That will really put this particular vendor in the true light of my experiences in dealing with this person. And I think it's definitely something that other people, I'm sure, have had happen to them as well with this particular vendor. And maybe it's time for everyone to decide that, you know, we spend money. We work hard for our money. We spend money. This is a very, very expensive hobby, and we deserve better.
Well, the standards are actually probably so low when it comes to paranormal equipment vendors that it's sad. You know, and I, on the other hand, we did get product from, we had Jeff on our show a couple weeks ago from North Canton Paranormal Detectives, and he puts out the Paralite and
talk about an awesome
paracord dowsing rods.
Yes, he is the absolute most awesome paranormal equipment vendor. Let's highlight somebody who actually does business the way it's supposed to be, and that would be Jeff. Him and his wife, they have made some awesome products. They work. And guess what? I actually got what I ordered.
And they shipped
that
it the next day.
Awesome. Next day, not
day,
next
actually.
Month. Yeah, actually, you're right. And it was actually what I ordered, and it actually functioned. And it's not named a absolutely offensive name either, which I think is fantastic.
Well, you know, the dowsing rods are one of the most, what you said, longest running used paranormal equipment. You know, they've been using that for years. And, you know, it's not just for paranormal, but it's used as a paranormal tool. And he put a whole new spin on them with the lights. And because of the lights, what I like about his new, the 2.0, is he kind of incorporated, he did incorporate a whole new functioning. We have had his products probably, for 2 years now, the standard rods, I guess, would you say 1.0? Mm-hmm. But they were just one color lights. Now his new product, mm-hmm. I think it's four lights by just pressing a button on the dowsing rods itself. You could pick what light, mm-hmm. red, green, I think it's blue and yellow. But what is cool about that is it opened up a whole new line of questioning and a whole new line of use for dowsing rods, because you can take and, you know, make one green and one red, and you could ask the spirit to manipulate just the red one or just the green one. So it kind of, it added all that kind of, different elements in. So what I'd like to do is, I think our guest is on the line. We have Doug Baker, Readings by Doug. He's got a big announcement, and I think we should bring him on. And I also think we'll ask him about if he's ever used dowsing rods. So let's go ahead and bring Doug in now. Doug, you there?
Well, hi, guys. Took me a second to figure out how to get logged in tonight, but I think I'm working on it. So thanks for having me on tonight.
We appreciate you calling in. We were just talking about using some paranormal equipment. We're using some new dowsing rods. Now, have you ever had any experience with dowsing rods?
You know, I have had limited success with them myself. I'm not personally very good at using them. I think it's one of those things that it's one of those tools you pick up, you can use it or you can't. It's just like a crystal ball. You're either going to work with it or you're not. I think there's a no in between. So for me, it wouldn't be something I've used a lot, but I knew someone who was amazingly accurate with them, and it was crazy to watch these things in action. They'd be walking along, and all of a sudden the point of that would just fly down. And I know one person personally who, two times that I know of, found, and the source was verified, that they found water. So I believe they work. I really do. They're not a good tool. I'm not a good fit with them, but I think they're a wonderful tool.
Well, and you know, they're used for that and paranormal, spirit communication. And I had always kind of, I'm not always as open-minded as I'd like to think when it comes to using different equipment. But I leave the door open. I leave it open at least a crack. You know, I've never had 100% where, hey, I'm not going to try it. It might be at 99.9, but it's still, there's that percentage. You know, and I tried using these dowsing rods a good couple years ago, and I had really good success with them. And even when I did them a couple weeks now ago, I was getting the responses that I was looking for. And I don't really use them a little bit differently. Like I think Nikki too, you know, like we don't build like scenarios. Like we ask more general questions or ask them just to know that we're communicating with them as kind of a forum, you know, there's a lot of people that will build scenarios and build a whole conversation. Like, hey, is this, you know, if the place is haunted by Billy, they'll be like, is this Billy? You know, and then they'll cross and they'll say, oh, Billy, you know, like, I don't usually do it in that distinctive questioning. You know, mine's more like, hey, can you take and point these this way? Can you point these that way? Just to verify that there's a spirit there willing to communicate with us. You know, that's how I look at it, at least. And I've had a lot of success with them.
Well, that's really great. I am very new still to the investigation side of things, and I've got you guys to thank for me even being able to really get into it. You gave me a couple really unique opportunities. And I'm not familiar with them in the actual paranormal use, so I'm not going to be much help with that part. But it was, if it kind of qualifies, the person I knew that did it was a psychic. So... But that's about as close as I get. I don't think there are ghosts yet. So.
Well, I think next time we're together, we'll have to show you our, you know, what we have and, you know, see how.
I'd love to see it. You guys always get really good evidence. I don't look at it and go, I can actually go, because I know you take it with a grain of salt, and I know Nikki verifies the hell out of everything. So,
that's right.
Pardon my French there. That's my impression of you.
Yes. Oh, and everyone's. I'm very blunt and very honest and just tell it how it is.
You know what? I love that, though. I love
that.
I don't want somebody that snowballs everything. Because if you tell me I'm going to have something good happen and then I don't get there, I'm going to blame you for it because you're the one that was the face of it. So I'm glad that you're up front with it. I think people can really much easier appreciate your results and, you know, be able to accept them much more easily because of that.
Yes.
Forgive me for rambling.
No, and now you gave me a perfect segue, though I wasn't ready to segue. But when it comes to the way we put out our evidence, if we ever put anything out, you know, it has to be pretty good. You know, where we think, hey, at least her and I are on the same page. If not, you know, we've maybe show it to other people. Or usually if it's her and I are on the same page, you know, we're not always on the same page. I'll send her stuff and she's like, hey, I don't hear that. Or she'll send me something. I'm like, yeah, it's all right. You know, and I don't think we ever lie to make each other feel better when it comes to our evidence. And we never have.
Oh, I won't.
You know, we might.
I won't.
You know, she won't. I might be a little bit more. She'll be like, hey, no, I don't hear it. She'll say to me, hey, I don't hear it. Stupid. What are you talking about? Where I'm like, well, you know, I think that's cool, but you know, I really don't hear the same thing. So I think maybe the way I will present it to her, the way she presents it to me, may be a little bit different. But that's just because I don't need any kind of like migraine or anything.
Right.
I don't need the hassle. But no, and you're 100% correct. Like we don't just put stuff out just to put stuff out. You know, we like to, you know, at least verify it. And it's nice having two people who have, you know, the mindset of not just putting anything out there and really sticking to the high standards. Because if we don't hear the same voice, then we're not going to say, hey, here's a clip with a voice on it if we're not hearing the same thing. Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've got the listeners you've got, or the followers, I guess, whatever platform you're on. But that's why you've got them. I was inspired by the way you guys work when we first got started, and I feel lucky to have met you. So
aww,
I've enjoyed working
with
you.
We feel the same. We feel the same.
Well, thank you. Oh, I love you. I love you guys. You guys have brought a lot of good things in, and I appreciate it.
Oh, we love you too. We need to investigate again soon.
I know. I want to.
It'll happen from.
I know it will. I just, you know, that COVID thing sort of took the shoes off the horse there, but
for sure,
yeah, it did for me for a little while. But I'm looking forward to getting out and doing more things.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of doing more things and maybe even new things, one of the things we wanted to talk to you and have you talk about is the fact you're joining the Live Paranormal family even more by putting out your now a weekly live radio show and podcast.
Woo! Yay!
Yes, absolutely, and I'm really looking forward to it. Is this the time that I talk about what it's going to be called and stuff?
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I the name came to me in about Para Rambles. So
love it.
You know, the paranormal part, but also if I'm rambling over here, rambling over there, because sometimes it happens when you're talking with a psychic person or an intuitive person. We bounce all over the map. So that's kind of where the pair of rambles go. And I'm not just going to go in one kind of spot when I do investigations. I want to do different things and see many different places, not just say this is how I'm going to do it every single time. So that fits the rambles thing too. But I'm hoping people will be interested. I think we're going to do it on Tuesdays at 9:00. So I guess we're going to start that here shortly, but I'm looking forward to it, and thanks for the opportunity to mention it.
Yay.
Well, and, you know, I think when we had talked briefly about it, we've talked about having you do a show now for like 2 or 3 years. So it's not like it's a brand new
I finally came out from under the rock and listened to you.
Well, and I think that's smart. But, you know, I think... Finally, someone listens to me. It's the very first time.
Oh.
Yeah. Poor Rob.
That's all.
I'll have to.
You got an empathic all. You should feel very touched right now. There's a fuzzy heart around it and a Care Bear. And maybe it just started to Care Bear. That is so sweet. Oh, wait. If that's a copyright problem, then they're just bears that care. So, yeah, some bears that care are around you now. So there you go.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that was
fun.
See, that's why I call it the pair of rambles. It's vaguely paranormally connected, and there will be some rambles. There we are.
Breath of fresh air to have somebody agree with me. So.
I actually value your input quite a bit. I felt you were real when I first met you, and I liked your personality, and I liked Nikki's too. And I'm really happy I met you guys. I've enjoyed the time we've been working together, and I'm looking forward to doing it more.
Yes.
Well, so you're aiming for Tuesday at 9:00. We're looking at starting it next week, and
yes,
you know, kind of doing a test run. And so you'll be doing. You know, free reading call-ins and also just
yes,
you know, talking
that's
about
what
topics.
I'm wanting to do that first night. We may have a topic like you might want to. I think we're going to set something where if you've got a question, you can write in on the comments. And if we pick your question, we can talk about that from the psychic point of view and the paranormal point of view because they're really the same thing, they're in the same field. Any claims I've heard people make, I want them to verify it to me, too. Okay, you can raise the dead. Cool, do it. Let's see if Grandma shows up. And I don't want to be offensive to anybody, but, you know, to me, people lose somebody when they go into spirit. They're extremely vulnerable at that time. So don't tell them you can talk to Grandma if you don't. I've always told people, I am a medium, but I'm not always a medium. I don't always get something. I don't always get someone, but I'm going to tell you if that's the case. I'm not going to fluff you. I don't do that. I give you what I get, and that's it. If I don't get anything, I'm going to tell you. I mean, I can literally count on one hand how many times that's happened. It's rare, but it does happen. But we only have so much time to be able to talk during the show, because it's only an hour goes by so fast. So if it really gets going and people really like it, then we'll consider moving it up. But I mean, it's a brand new thing, so I don't know. But I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes with people, and I'm going to be doing free readings. Yep, that's part of the thing. You know, we give it a go and see. You know, when people who can call in, they get picked. You know, we go from there. We see where we go with it. But I'm looking forward to it, and I hope everyone that can tunes in. And I do want you to let me know in the comments how you feel about it. So, awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for letting me mention it.
Will you also be, doing guests, do you think, too? Kind of just, is it going to be something that is changing up every
week?
It
is something that will change up. I don't want people to get bored with it. You may not always, and the thing is, that week there might only be one person who wants a free reading. That's not going to fill up a whole hour, not on the air. You can do that privately, but, we appreciate the trust that people put out because you've got to be a little bit vulnerable to ask a question. So I really appreciate that. I've enjoyed doing it, and it does make me happy to do it because, there are people that because of finances or the way how life in general is, they're not going to be able to get any help unless they get a free reading.
Right.
They're not going to get it otherwise. Good luck going out there and finding a free one at every turner. You're not going to do it.
Right.
Well, to be completely honest with you, I think there'll be more than one person every week that's going to want a free reading. I'll give you an example. We put out a post today. Put out a post today around 6:30. So roughly what about four hours ago, and we've got 137 people want a free reading. So, I didn't tell you this, but we have 137 people waiting in line. And so we're going to start putting them on. I hope that's okay. We didn't talk about this ahead of time. I told you we have a couple readings, and it might be a little bit more than you thought. So
I didn't expect there to be quite that many. I don't know that we're going to get through all of those tonight.
I set the time that we have till 2 a.m. So I didn't. I was surprised me with that as well. No, I'm just kidding.
That's asking a lot to get that through that many people in that amount of time. We'll do what we can do, though. I knew I was coming on. I wasn't sure how long I was going to be here. So that's great that we've got some ramble room there.
we're definitely not
taking
a whole
30 seconds. Ramble room.
We're going to take $1 or $2, and I'm just being me, I guess.
That's wonderful. All those callers, good Lord, people that would like to be callers. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's an abundance. So in 4 hours, we had 137 people. So I think when you said the standard at one, you might be shooting a little low on the amount of people who are going to want a free reading.
I've enjoyed doing this. I'm not sure what to call it. It's not necessarily a profession or a career. It's just kind of like a life path, I think. But I don't want to just set up and assume it's going to be one way. I'm awfully amazed that many people volunteered. I think that's wonderful.
Well, and what I think is if for the 136 people that didn't get the reading, I think they should send a message to Doug and get a reading.
Yeah.
Buy a reading. Spend a little.
Yeah.
Maybe if you listen to tonight's show, Doug will give you a little bit of a discount. I'm just throwing that out there too. I'm giving away money. So Doug, you have to but we have your link is hyperlinked in our Facebook page with to the readings by Doug Facebook page. So if you're not one of the lucky people, send a message to Doug and see what he'll do for you.
Yeah.
Certainly. I'd be happy to talk to you. Yeah, send me a message on there. It's easy to get to. And I didn't know they had the link up, so that's even better. I don't have to rattle off what it is to you. But, that's great. Come on over and we'll talk. I can't guarantee there's 136 that are going to be free, but, it depends on how it moves. So, contact me, and, it's a possibility.
Well, maybe you can, I think you should spend a little money or at least give a big tip to Doug. So do you want to take you want to take the one caller right now?
Sure. I'm ready if somebody else is.
Yeah.
I am going to bring on a caller right now. So I'm going to pick. Let's see, we got them scrolling through. We had a lot of people calling too, just randomly calling. So we're gonna go with the 814 area code. So I'm gonna bring an 814 area code on right now, live. So here we go. You are live.
Hello.
Hi there.
Well, hello there. I hear this is 814 area code. This is Doug. I hope you've gotten chosen to do a reading tonight. So first off, thank you for calling. I'm excited to hopefully be able to help you. Answer questions. So what can I do for you? How can I help you tonight?
I'm lost. I'm lost in my world. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for him to talk to me.
So who's the on again, off again person here? You've got someone that seems like they get real, real close to you, and then as soon as you reach out, they step away. And that's the energy I've got with it. So I'm not sure if you know who this person is. If not, if this is someone coming in, this is someone who's going to take a long time to get close to. I know you say you're waiting for them to contact you, but this energy is here. It's almost like cat and mouse. And I really want to tell you, I'm not going to tell you that this person can't work, but you're going to have to be the most patient saint that's still alive to get it done.
Oh,
and I don't want to tell you, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because I'm not going to tell you, oh, everything's going to be fine and it takes 10 years to be fine and you've got an 8-month time frame. So I'm not going to do that to you. But what I will tell you is the patience level, you're going to have, I want to say saintly, I don't know that you were a Catholic nun in another lifetime, but this is like requiring everything that they can get from you, they want from you. All the energy, all the commitment, all the involvement, but you're not getting anything back. And that's the problem I'm having with this one. So if you know this one already, you already know you've got to be patient. Again, I want to tell you, you can have what you think is success with this, but it's going to take a long, long time to get there. I would tell you, honestly, I would say really reevaluate these priorities. What is it exactly you want out of this? Because I don't want to sound disparaging here, but I think you could do better as far as what you're getting back. So,
I think you're right.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I'm getting.
You're hitting this one on the head.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you know, because I can tell you what, on the psychic side, it's really irritating when I can't give you that piece. Because like I said, there are times where I don't get anything. I say, look, I'm sorry, for whatever reason, this isn't going to work. But, you know that almost instantaneously. So it also doesn't waste the person's time either. But I brought that to a point for a reason. Wasting your time. This is the thought that keeps coming up. You're only wasting your time if you stay at the current goal level. I'm going to sound like a certain motivational coach that everybody knows about out there here. But I'm going to say, what's the current goal level? There's a congratulations in order for your energy, because you're tired right now. You're feeling really, really tired. Not like, bad style tired, but tired of just, what the hell am I getting? It's like you're a plant that's putting out roots and there's nowhere for them to go. It looks like there's dirt, but there isn't. And I just don't want I can't in good conscience tell you to stick with this one unless this is really the road you want to go, because it's going to take a long time to get there.
That's what I got on it.
If you have a question about it. Well, that's what I've got. I hope it helped, because, I just hope so. I don't have to really give anything else on that, but I hope it did help.
I am tired.
If you have another question with this one, I'll be happy to try and answer another question, but that's the energy I see with it right now. And this one is also very possessive, so you want to be careful of that, because it's almost like you're looking like you're something that was collected. Okay, I'm going to put this on the shelf. And I interact with it at my pleasure, my leisure here. So I'm a little confused about that. because this, when I try to look and see if there's any other energy around you, because when I look at a person, typically I'll visualize them standing or sitting, you know, in front of me, whatever. And then I try to look and see what's around it. Like there'll be a layer of this energy, like here's mom, she comes around now and then, or here's grandpa, and whoever it happens to be. But there's no other energy here that is approaching in that department right now. So I also think you owe it to yourself to get some communication going here about what this one's going to do. Because I don't think it's fair to keep you in this energy of being close and tied up, but you never actually don't get the golden ring. You can get it way down the line, but you don't get it right now. So I think it would be best, what I would suggest would be, have a little conversation. Hey, what are we doing here? Because I just don't think it's fair for that energy to have you tied up that way. But that's what I get on it. I don't see this person being physically abusive, so I don't think it's a physical situation. And I don't think it's a conscious situation either. This one's not going, I'm going to mess with you. That's not what's going on here. It's an unconscious thing. It's a self-defeating thing. Or we'd be having a different conversation if I thought it was actually on purpose. I give that a little distinction, you know. If you're doing it one way, okay. But if you don't even know about it, that's different. But it'd be most fair to you for you to, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what that noise was. It'd be most fair to you for you to have it that way, to have that conversation, find out where you're at, because I don't think you need to be, frankly, stuck waiting. If you're enjoying the patience and the Catholic Church saintly kind of behavior, cool, you got it. But you don't have to do that this time. You could make different decisions. So I wish you the best in all of it. And if you're always welcome to call us back, but I that's what I got on it. And thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. You were a lot of fun. Thank you for trusting me with your info. That was great. I love to meet new people.
Thank you.
So thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Well, there you go.
Well, that was awfully fun. I thank you again to who called in. That's a good area code. That 814 works for you. you can always get great questions out of there or situations that they want you to look at. And I guess I just close off with that because she wasn't really able to ask an actual clear question about what was going on. She seemed to want to know more of the energy of the situation. So I don't think as many details that could have showed up did, because I don't think she really wanted any different clarity there. I feel like she got information she needed, but it blocked there being too much deeper information. So I guess what I'm going to say is, if you have a question, that's fine. I want you to ask it if you get chosen for reading or we talk or however we do it, if you book me privately, whatever. But if you don't have a question, it's okay. I would suggest that you would say in that situation, what's the most important information for me to know now? Because right now, that present moment is where you're the most powerful to be able to do anything in your life. So I really like that, to be able to plug that piece in, and I hope I didn't just run off the rail too much. See why I want to call it the Para Ramble Show, because we never really know where it's going to go based on what questions people ask.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think sometimes if people, you know, when they're presented with just general information, they know what you're talking about. You don't have to spell it out for them because they got it.
Well,
you know, so
you're right, because she did say that it identified the situation. So I'm glad she might be highly intuitive herself, and she just wanted some outside source validation. And I hope that's what she got.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs that from time to time. I would love to say I can listen to myself all the time, but I'd be a pretty cocky liar if I said that. I think everybody gets doubt, and everybody needs another person to bounce off of. You know, there's we'll do a weird sports thing here. There's, if you got to have the goalpost to both ends, and going to work otherwise.
That's right.
But what fun. I've actually enjoyed, and look how quick the time went by tonight. My goodness. I think we've been talking 40 minutes by now.
We have time for one more caller. Do you want to take one more caller? We have time to take one more before we do our wrap up.
Sure. If as long as it's not going to run you guys over, sure. Yeah, we can do that.
No, we got it. We you know, we picked our winner, our two winners. So we have an area code 904. So 904, we're going to bring you on now.
Mom?
Right, you're live.
Hello?
Hi. Is this 904 caller?
This is she.
Hi, this is Doug. You can introduce yourself or not. You certainly don't have to. We can just it's nice to have a bearing to kind of look at before I got started.
Okay.
Very
yeah,
different
kind of
feeling from the last caller. Yeah. Well, how nice to meet you.
Hi.
I would be happy
today?
To try and answer. I'm doing great, and thank you for
awesome.
Calling in. I'm totally sure. happy to do a question for you if I can. You can ask anything you like, or you can say, give me what you get. So what can I help you with tonight?
I like that, what you just said. Yeah, what's the most important thing, I would say, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what we'll look at. It seems to be a nice thing to work quickly on that to get to a point there, which seems silly to talk about on this amount of time. But where I'm going with it is, there's some change coming in, which sounds completely general, and I apologize for that. Let's get a little bit clearer on where that's going. Well, okay, so you've got a life focus shift that's changing for you. And I'm not going to say everything changes, because that sounds a little general, and what the hell did you call me for? But it's coming in. The thing I want to tell you with it is, it's going to seem a little overwhelming right at the moment. But I need to tell you that the actual order of it and the progression is going to be a very manageable time for you. I don't want you to stress out about it.
Okay.
I really feel like you're going to you put way too much into this planning piece to the point that you're almost missing what you wanted out of it yourself. You are such a good manager for other people.
Yeah.
I need to tell you, it's okay to take some of that energy that you give to everybody else and put it into your side of the court.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I want you to really let yourself have some of that. You're not taking it from people who don't need it. I want you to give yourself some of that. But the change that are coming, and I need to say there's more than one. Looks like there's three sectional changes there where it's like three different new areas you're going to be into. I know that idea of the mental change is a little bit scary, and this is going to sound vague as hell, and I apologize, but you're going to step into it very graciously. It's going to suit you very well. I want you to go with the changes that you're seeing coming up. I think they're going to do really well for you. There is
wonderful
news. Good, I'm glad. There's one other thing I want to tell you. I mean, there's a real nice financial change late fall next year. I'm sorry it's not this year. It's next year. But it looks like it's an investment piece. So if you don't have any investments, I think you're going to get them. But if you do have them, they're going to go up pretty well. But it's about a year before it gets there. So it's late fall. I want to say really late October.
Really late
and
October.
I hope that that's helpful. So that's what I got. And again, I'll tell you, which I forgot to mention to the other person, if you need any more information and you'd like to engage a more private session, which is just between me and you, get with me at the readings page, which they've got in the link down there. It's Readings by Doug, and just message me. I'm happy to work with people that have heard the show. And, you know, I can only do so much in the limited amount of time we have here. So if you need more, please let me know. But I hope that helped. And thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it was mostly my career right now. I can't seem to, you know, figure out which path to go down right now.
Well, I'll try and clarify that, because I'm seeing three changes. There's two in the financial. So there's three changes. There's two in the financial, which means how you're getting your money, where your source, that piece with the work. That's where that's going to go. I think the very next change is not going to last too long.
Okay.
I think you're going to come into another change that suits you much, much better. But you've got to do the first one to even be aware of the second one. Remember, I mentioned this is going to be an almost overwhelming change, but it's going to go in nice sequential order. So you're going to go from that one. Don't go into it didn't last, because I know you're not used to having these pieces where it's 6 months and it doesn't handle it. You don't,
right.
I'm sorry, well, that sounded silly. What I meant to say was
no.
You don't bail out on the situation. So that, this for a lifetime perspective is not very long at all. Part of your whole,
okay.
The whole thread here. But the second one is the one that sticks for the financial. So whether that was the career, how you're supported, that's what, how do you support and how are you supported? That's going to be, to me, the career area. You know, so that's where that's going to go. But the first change does not last very long, and this, but it leads to the very beneficial second one for the money department. And the other change,
okay.
And this is not, no, you got to call me for that one. The other change is more in the life direction arena. Your whole, what am I doing here? What is my purpose?
Yeah.
Piece is what's changing here. So I want you to know you're going to figure it out.
Okay. I just
it's just not going to be as quick as you thought, but it's coming.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. It really does help a lot. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy. I'm so happy
you
called. Thank you and have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
I think that one was pretty good, too.
That was
mm-hmm.
cool. You've been picking well tonight. You really have. Got a couple mm-hmm. of great people. That was fun. Thanks, everybody.
Now, you also... You said you secured the Facebook page already, so pretty soon people will. And we'll, what we'll do is we'll post your new Facebook page for your radio show as well, as soon as that's ready.
All right, we'll do. Yeah, I parked it. I didn't have time to get it all done yet, but I've got it and I got it parked. So as soon as it's ready, we'll put it out there. But that's where I'm gonna be transitioning away kind of from the Readings by Doug page, and I'm gonna really be moving more into. Just the Pair of Rambles page. You could be able to reach me at either one, but the new one's what I'm really going to be focusing on because I feel like Readings by Doug is actually, though I wanted it to be really clear and easy to find, I also find it a little bit too defining because you might not need me for a reading. You might need me for an investigation. You might need me for, there's many different things, many arenas we can go into to look at. I made it almost too limiting. So I'm really looking forward to the new space and trying to get that going with maybe a new energy with it because it's got a little bit more umbrella. It's got a little bit more we can fit some more under here because the minute I think I know exactly what I'm going to be doing and this is it, then another wing nut comes in the window and then we're switching it around again. So I did want it to be Readings by Doug Radio because then it's only going to be just readings that way. And I enjoy doing the readings. I actually have a lot of fun with this. I was afraid of it at first because I thought, oh, God, what if I mess up? Oh, no, I'm human. Here we go again. so there was that piece. But I'm really looking forward to venturing out here on these new Tuesday night sessions. So I hope everybody will tune in. And thank you, everybody, that has commented and liked and everything. Thank you for that and for sharing everything you've been doing to help get things going. This is a really fun platform here. And thanks to COVID, no one sees what you look like because it's radio. So you don't even really have to get dressed up to leave the house. It's a win-win. So.
Right? Amen.
Well, you know, I think you're right. It's very broad. It's, you know, Para Ramble Radio hosted by psychic medium Doug Baker. And I think that's not as limiting. You know, and
yeah.
That's what, you know.
I think it allows for some space. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Well, on top
I'm sorry,
of,
Rob. I didn't mean to speak over you. What were you going to say?
No, that's okay. You rambled, and it's what we come to.
I did, and I apologize for hope we didn't go too
we
far
encourage
there.
We encourage it. We encourage
yes.
it.
Well, I thought it would be fun because anytime you go into these things, you think it's going to be one thing, and then you get a whole other dimension added to it. That's been my experience. I'm not going to try and say that I've got nearly as much as you guys because you guys have been out there and some of the stories I've heard about some of the things you've done, you've been really committed to it. I've been kind of light duty on the investigations piece, so I'm looking forward to stepping out into that more. And thank you. I'm delighted to have the opportunity.
Well, if, you know, there's it's interesting. There's not every psychic or psychic medium will go on a paranormal investigation, which, you know, I guess is your own personal preference, but I know you kind of will dive into any of that stuff. So, yeah, that's what we appreciate about what you do, too, is you don't
just... Thank you. I've had a very unique education over the years, I would say. I've had some wonderfully unique teachers, and I know I've had some, and I'm sure anyone who's had any training at all thinks they've got something unique. I think I may have studied some things that were not common. So I personally feel like some of it was unique, but I've enjoyed it all. And, I mean, what are you going to do on a Tuesday night? You can sit home and there's not a whole lot going on, or you can do something somewhere or call in. I mean, there's things out there that are really wonderful. But that was one of the areas for me that was really, how do I say that? It was, and surprisingly to me, being a psychic, that I was in doubt or really deciding I needed to be more open to what I was hearing. It's an area that there are some locations here that if they are not haunted, then they're the best damn actors I've ever seen, and Hollywood should probably hire them. I've been to places that, you know, when I was at OSR, something tried to shove me, and if I hadn't been holding on to, I'm looking forward to talking about OSR sometime on the Tuesday show. There was something up on a passageway at the top, but there was one blank space in some of the fencing that would keep you from falling, and I'd stop there to look, and something hit me in the back so hard that if I hadn't been holding on to the rail, I'd be dead. Because I went flying over that railing, and it was at least three stories up to concrete. And there was, when I turned around, there was no physical person there. I knew there wouldn't be, but I turned around, nobody there. I had something attempt to either maim, harm, whatever you want to call it, in spirit, there three times, twice upstairs in the warden's apartments or, you know, area up there. And then they're on that railing. So, I mean, if you want an amazing investigation for whatever you're going to get into, that place delivers. But it wasn't CGI. There's a reason they make you sign that little release form.
Right.
That whole harmless agreement. There's a reason they do that. I mean, it's a wonderful place, but be prepared. If you're looking for physical evidence of the paranormal, you'll find it. Not just there. I was at several fun places with you guys, and every one of them delivered.
That's right.
Now, when your very first paranormal investigation, was that with us, or did you do one previous?
I had done a few private investigations of homes of clients just to verify, yes, there was something there, or no, there wasn't. For the longest time, I had a teacher that didn't want me to look into that stuff at that time because I don't think they thought I was ready. But the most, as an actual paranormal investigation, the first one I did was with you guys at the event down at Post Town at the SuperCon a couple of years ago. And that was my first adventure into the para anything, really. Because I'd definitely gotten an interest in it. And that place delivered. And then my favorite, I've enjoyed all of the ones I've done with you, but my favorite was the Bell Nursing Home. That place that to me was amazingly active. And when we heard it say, you know, turn it off, and that thing started turning stuff off in the hallway, and then just turn the camera off, and there was no people down there. That place delivered from the time I pulled into the parking lot. And there was one thing I saw that I didn't think I really saw, because it was literally when I got out of the car, I didn't mention that someone had looked at me out of the window upstairs. And I thought a physical person was up there, and there was no one up there when I pulled in and parked my car. That place started from the second I set my foot on the ground. I could probably talk 3 hours about that place. with, and I probably will one night at one time. Don't worry, I won't force y'all to sit through it tonight. But sometime I will. I think they record this radio stuff, so maybe we'll hear it again down the road. I don't know. That's something I've got to learn about as we set the show up. So, anyway, like I said, that's one of the reasons it's called Para Rambles. I think you just heard another one. Look forward to fun ones in the future.
We'll leave you with stop the rambling and go and get that page done. Get the Para Ramble page done.
Yeah,
get up there,
get it
we'll promote it tomorrow. We'll get up there, we'll get it up there as soon as you get it to us, and maybe tomorrow or the next day, and everyone will tune in on next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. And, you know, we're kind of impartial to Tuesday nights because our show is on Tuesday night. So, I mean, talk about an amazing lineup. We'll have Para Ramble, then, you know, Spotlight Radio, and then we have, you know, a show after us. We have Sheena Metal does her free reading night. So we're going to have a big Tuesday. Tuesday is a big night. We've made it even better. I mean, and it's already amazing because we're on, you know, with her and I on, you know, it's already probably the best night on, but now it just got better.
Right.
I'm really excited. This is going to be cool.
Yes.
Well, I guess I think that wraps us up for tonight.
For
my part, anyway.
We want to thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining the Live Paranormal team, which we saw coming. Like I said, we've been talking about this since, about 2017 or 18. So, you know,
yeah,
it's kind of inevitable.
Yeah, it was time.
And you've been, you know, dodging it now for years.
I did. You're ready to go. Yeah, I'm excited now. So, and I have been. So thank you, guys. And I look forward to getting started. So I'll go ahead and get that page worked on, and we'll get it up. So thank you, and I'll go ahead and say goodnight.
All right, good night, and we will actually
good night, thank
touch
you.
Tomorrow. And
all righty, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. So we had I think a really productive show, and I'm excited to have Doug start. You know, like I said, we've been trying to have Doug on now for years, and he's constantly been avoiding it, but now I think the inevitable hit. So next week we'll have Para Ramble, then Para Spotlight Radio, and we'll see everyone next Tuesday, or hear from everyone, or they'll hear from us, however that goes.
Yeah.
And hope everyone enjoys the rest of their evening, and we'll talk to you soon. And visit liveparanormal.com.
That's right. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.